At least you're in one piece, right?
Yeah, right.
Sort of. Let's talk about the game itself, the way you played on, out on that island there, first time in a year.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like I played pretty good. I can't complain about two interceptions, but at the same time, I can't give up big plays like that towards the end. So, my defense really helped me out in that situation, and Kiko did a great job getting the pick.
You guys got 5 picks. I mean, you're not going to lose too many games and on top of get 5 interceptions, right?
Yeah, I mean, you never know in this league. You got to keep playing until the clock says 0-0. When we have the momentum going our way, the sky's the limit. As long as we do our responsibility and defense gets off third down and, we get the opportunity to get the ball to our offense, there's no reason why we should lose.
What changed for you guys on third downs? I don't know the whole game. I know they were 1 of 8 third downs in the first half.
I just think as far as the back end, we're being more physical with the corners or with the receivers. We really emphasize of putting hands on receivers because last week we didn't really do a good job of covering our receivers. We let them off the line real easily. So during this week, we really pressed on being more physical.
Your defense, Patton, they don't back down. It didn't seem like they called off, the pressure packages they wanted, just even with all the...
Yeah, not at all. Coach Patton is not going to back off for any reason. And during the halftime, he came in and said, we're not going to protect our lead. We're going to keep playing the way our game plan was supposed to be played. And he told us we're going to keep putting pressure on the quarterback. Our D-line did a great job of getting to quarterback, and we made, executed the plays that when the ball came to us.
Hey, you've talked about it. You've admitted last year was not a good year for you. You're disappointed. But through 4 weeks, you've been one of the best players on defense. Do you feel a sense of vindication or, hey, I knew I could do this? Any of that in your
Yeah, I just really matured and really got helped out with the guys we had last year. And Donnie really helped me out during this offseason as well. As far as getting my confidence up, he told me and I realized that I got to be the leader of this defensive back room when we didn't have Jarius in training camp. So he really helped me out there. We worked together really well. DBs did a great job. We really came together and played real hard and caused turnovers.
Aaron, first, consider this to be maybe your best professional game or one of your best professional games?
Two interceptions. I can't really pick out a game where I haven't had a game like that. So I guess, yeah.
First interception, what did you see that caused you to come off? You're the outside guy and come in to the guy?
It's just one of our schemes that we had. It's one of Penton's calls. He's real smart, really knowledgeable about the game and how the Ravens were going to play that certain down. So it was really, you got to really give a hats off to Coach Penton because he's the one that made the call.
And then they enter in the end zone, showing a little bit of athleticism on that.
Yeah, going after and get the ball. Last year, I really didn't go be aggressive towards the ball. And Donnie really put pressure on me to go up there and pretend like that ball is the last thing I have on earth. And if you really want to be great, you got to go get that ball.
You wanted to bring it out, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I heard the whistle, too. I don't know why they blew the whistle. But I heard the whistle go, and then I put a knee down. But I was really thinking about going 108 or something. I don't think so.
In the back. I don't know. That might have been what the whistle
was. Maybe they're just scared of me going 108. I don't know.